All right. We have liftoff here. Welcome to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Unsavory Avery here at RBN. And it's April the 6th, 2021, and it's a beautiful day out here in around San Antonio, Texas. And we're still doing this mask thing. I mean, how long are we going to do this? I mean, isn't there an absurdity level here with this mask thing? I mean, I'm sick of hearing. I'm totally sick of hearing about it. My wife and I went to a local Subway, and there on the door it had, here at this local store, you're required to wear a mask. And it's so silly. I mean, you're required to wear a mask through the door, but you don't wear the mask while you're eating, obviously. So people are sitting in there eating, unmasked. I mean, really, is it, we just need a mask to walk through the door? And they call this science. Well, I'm sorry, this is pseudoscience. It's tyrannical pseudoscience. It's against political science. Political science does not permit this mask thing at all. Political science is Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution, where all political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded and operate on their authority. And I've gone over this I don't know how many times, but you know, I don't have authority to tell my neighbor to wear a mask. Now, I can wear a mask anytime I want to be safe from COVID or whatever. And I can close my business and I can operate my business at various capacities, but I simply cannot tell my neighbor to do that. See, that's the catch. You know, we hear people talking about our rights all the time. Why don't we hear somebody talk about what rights we don't have? Nobody has a right to tell their neighbor to wear a mask and to close their business or to operate less than 100% capacity. You simply do not have that authority. Therefore, you cannot delegate that to the state of Texas or any other government on earth or anywhere else in the cosmos. You don't have authority, and you cannot delegate that which you do not have. Now, that's the law in the state of Texas. That's where all of the entire state of Texas and every branch of it is based on that Article 1, Section 2. If you ain't got it, you can't delegate it. And if you ain't got it, the state can't get it. Now, that's just where that's the law. Now, there's cheaters and liars and corrupt lawyers and all of that. And that's how all this stuff gets into being. And not by the law, not by the real law. So here we are. But I want to also review this great thing that has happened 2,000 years ago. There's been a physical operation performed on the cosmos 2,000 years ago that created a new world order. The real new world order, which is the kingdom of heaven or God on earth, opened up so that all can go in while they yet walk the earth. Now, that's the new world order. And there's a king of it. The king of it sits on the throne presently in heaven above us. But that doesn't mean we're not in the kingdom of heaven just because the throne is high above us and we don't see it visually. That doesn't mean that it's in another dimension. It doesn't mean that it's somewhere else. It means that The kingdom's been established through the door created to the kingdom of heaven on earth, which is the works of Christ Jesus in his death, resurrection, and ascension. Now, that's the doorway. We heard Patrick the other day, last Thursday, he called into the show, and he was talking about how people must be born again to get into the kingdom, and truly Jesus said that. And he said, "You." At the same time, Jesus said, "You must be born again." And of course, people had trouble with that about what that would mean. And said, "You must be born of the Spirit." Well, and then some people take that to mean that to enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is all you need is to be, as quote as what Patrick said, is to be baptized by the Holy Ghost. Well, I'd like to submit that truly the Holy Ghost is a vehicle. It's not the end. It's not the kingdom of heaven. It's not getting into the kingdom of heaven. It is a vehicle by which one goes through the door eventually. But it's not the door itself. It's simply the vehicle. It's the thing that keeps bringing you to the doorway. And many people that say that also look at faith as the end result too. That if you have faith and you believe in Jesus as the Son of God and you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, then that's what people think is entry into the kingdom of heaven, or at least their ability to do so upon the death of their bodies. So this is really what they think. And but I submit that this is why Christianity has no power anymore, because they simply believe that the kingdom is yet to come, and that you get in it by your death, by your physical death. And so if the kingdom doesn't exist, we cannot be stewards of a kingdom that's not here. So where did the authority of the church go, or any of its members, if we cannot be stewards of an existing kingdom? Well, I mean, that's a pretty simple proposition. I mean, if there's no kingdom, how are you going to be a steward of it? And we can say we're the body of Christ on earth, but that you can say that. But if there's no kingdom, then there you still can't be the steward of it. So this is what happens when theology gets really messed up. You see, really, what happens upon your trust, and you begin to more and more through the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, get into living in Jesus, to finally you experience what Jesus experienced. You experience his death and his resurrection and the ascension. And many people, claim, they say on Sunday, Easter Sunday, many of the churches have this little tradition they keep by saying, you turn to the one next to you and say, Christ is risen, or Jesus is risen. And that's what they say. And they can kind of go along with that. Believe it or not, some don't even get that far. But they can believe that they've been crucified with Christ, reckon themselves to be in Christ, to be crucified, and then resurrected, and walk in newness of life, as Paul said in Romans. So they get that part. But when it comes to the ascension, this is where they really have a problem. Many of them just flat can't go any further. But Jesus made it clear in his prayer to God and in John, that he prayed that his disciples be with him where he is at all times. So the question is, where is he? And I think all Christians are going to have to agree that he is on the throne in heaven above us. So if that's the case, where are we? Well, we're supposed to be with him. Well, this is why one should not stop pursuing the kingdom of heaven until they actually get there and know they get there, where their bodies get in, walk through the door, are carried through the door of the death, resurrection, and ascension, to sit down in the heavenly places with him, as St. Paul says in Ephesians 2:6. So, this is our friend Patrick that called in, talked about, again, this coming 1,000-year kingdom. And he refers to this as a physical thing that must be accomplished by Christ Jesus physically sitting on a physical throne on the earth for 1,000 years. Now, the problem with that is he's ruling over the redeemed and the unredeemed at that time for 1,000 years. The question is, see, Satan gets out after this thing, what they're calling 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth is the same period of time that Satan is in the pit, is prevented from getting loose to deceive the world. And that's what he was doing before he was put in the pit, was deceiving the world. And it says once he gets back out of the pit, he goes back to doing what he was doing, deceiving the world. Well, I submit that the way he gets out is by deceiving the church. Now, I believe that a lot more than deceiving Jesus Christ on earth, who is all-powerful in his glorified eternal body. In presence on the earth, I cannot see Satan getting out from that. But I can see Satan getting deceiving the church and spending hundreds of years to do that, and finally getting to the point that he's deceived it so sufficiently that he can get right back out and start deceiving the nations again. And what's going to prevent that if the church is deceived? And Paul talks very clearly too in Thessalonians that the end time will not come until a falling away of the church comes. Well, what is the falling away of the church? That's a deception of the church. That's the church accepting a false doctrine that deceives itself and makes it impotent in the world and of no earthly value at that time, and its inability to maintain control over Satan. So I think that's really where we're at. And Patrick kind of made a kind of a funny, and I thought it was funny with him. I laughed with him. He said all these people he was speaking of think that everything is in the future. But in reality, Patrick goes right back into being one of those where the main thing is in the future. Well, another problem with this is, if the kingdom is in the future, just exactly what did Jesus do when he was here? You know, many Christians don't really believe that Jesus actually physically accomplished anything in the cosmos, in the world in which we live. They believe that his whole purpose was to show the world that he was the Son of God. And that if we believed in him, when we die, we go to heaven. This is simply bad theology. That means that there is no power in it, that he exercised no authority, he exercised no power, and he changed nothing. All he did was to prove that he was the Son of God, and if you believe in him, when you die, you get to go to this place called heaven. And that's also a problem when the people look, when the church looks at this thing this way. When you look up some sermons on YouTube by John MacArthur and some of these other really well-known pastors on the ascension, some of them will say, "Well, you know, it's not space travel." Well, I beg to differ with you. See, they go to great lengths to prove that this place in heaven, or this thing, is not in our dimension. It's not up in the air. It's not, you can't look at it beyond the clouds, and you can't look into the stars and see heaven. Now they believe it's like some kind of other dimensional thing. Well, I mean, that gets so he's the king of another dimension. And they take that scripture. He says, "My kingdom is not of this world." Well, yeah, it wasn't at the time. I mean, his kingdom wasn't established on the earth at the time he was speaking, but he did bring it about through his death, resurrection, and ascension. I mean, well, what do they do with the, when he says at the end, before he ascends, he says, "I have been given all power in heaven and upon earth." You don't do that in another dimension. You do that right here. You do that in the kingdom of heaven. And I submit that the kingdom of heaven is actually eternal space as far as you can see or perceive. That, where the galaxies, where the, Carl Sagan would say, the billions of billions of galaxies. Well, you're talking about the kingdom of heaven. And your ability in the future, when you get into the kingdom of heaven, you're not going to die. You're just going to be transformed into the type of being that Jesus is. After his resurrection, he didn't need to roll away the stone to get out of the tomb. And one of the scriptures is quite clear that when they got there, they rolled away the stone and he wasn't in there. And then when he appeared before the disciples, the doors that said were being shut, Jesus appeared to them. So he could manifest his body, his physical body, anywhere in time and space, wherever he wanted. And he could eat. He told him to touch his hands, touch his feet, see the holes in his hands and his feet, and give him something to eat. And he ate before them. And he said, no spirit eats, and nor can you feel a spirit. So he was not spirit. He was both man and spirit and the Son of God. So that's what we're going to be like. And we and at that time, when he returns, we are going to be able to do those things and travel the galaxies, which is the kingdom of heaven eternally. So now I think that's powerful stuff. And I think people should get excited to hear about that kind of kingdom. And I think it should give people powerful enough to say, "I don't need to wear no stinking mask because I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven." We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Music here. I got to find out the name of that one. That was good. Well, I want to talk about Governor Abbott just a little bit. He had a post on Facebook on Easter, and it was a black and white picture taken of New York City in 1956, the skyline of New York City, and it had a cross lit up in the windows on three of these tall skyscrapers. And he says in here, "I pray that communities across the country renew celebrations of Easter like this." You know, and I mean, at first glance, you know, you kind of, oh, well, yeah, that's nice. That's very nice. But is that really how we should celebrate Easter? Is just that we should be happy at the end of some lights lit up in some skyscrapers? Well, I responded to this thing on Facebook, and I said, the way to celebrate the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus is to establish lawful government in every state of the union and in the federal government, based upon the Christian principles of property upon which our nation was founded, promulgated in the Second Treatise of Government by John Locke in 1689, not by turning on some lights in some buildings. And Christians can celebrate the death, resurrection, ascension of Christ Jesus in the opening of the door to the kingdom of heaven for all to go in while they yet walk the earth, by refusing to wear a mask at all times as it covers up the glorious image of God, and to refuse any attempts to alter the image of God in their DNA by the taking of any experimental injections used as a passport to society. No citizen of the kingdom of heaven on earth need an injection of some experimental potion created by fallen and degenerate pseudoscientists to enter society. All Christians worldwide should celebrate the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus by total resistance to wearing masks and taking injections of any kind to enter society. And such a society is fallen and degenerate and stands against the kingdom of heaven on earth. Well, interesting enough, at 6 a.m. on April the 6th, that's today, Governor Abbott posted this on his Facebook about his executive order preventing vaccination passports in Texas. Citizens should not need to reveal any health information just to go about their daily lives. So I think that was good that he released that today. Hopefully my little note had something to do with that. But anyway, the question is, so will he make that stick? Will he stop airlines with that have offices in Texas from using proof of vaccines to board a flight? Will he stop companies and hospitals in Texas from requiring any of their employees to show proof of vaccines to work there or enter their facilities? Why does this not extend to wearing of masks? These masks are harmful to those who wear them, yet companies in Texas still require their employees to wear them all day long while working. This is the work of the Antichrist to make man cover his face, the glorious image of God. So that is a question. How long are we going to put up with this nonsense? It obviously has no science to it. It obviously is not used in any way that could be beneficial. I mean, in restaurants, it ought to be totally removed because people are in the restaurants not wearing a mask. You can't eat with a mask on. And the rule of thumb, this is the rule of thumb to always remember. If you can breathe through a mask, it doesn't work. So should we wear a mask that we can't breathe through in order to stop COVID-19? This is absurdity. This absurdity must stop. That it's just tyranny. It is the exercise of tyranny, forcing to see how people will put up with being coerced and forced into doing of things that no one has an authority to make them do. So hang on, we'll be back in another few moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? it installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That's a great tune there, too. I need to find out what some of these are. I'm really kind of unfamiliar with them, but I like them. Anyway, I want to talk about Thomas J. Henry and lawyers. You know, I watch these commercials, and he's got one that says, science will find a cure for COVID-19, but we need to work together to stop texting and driving. And, you know, the message there is that we can't come together until we get this thing cured called COVID-19. I'm getting sick. I'm really sick of all these companies that they're showing no internal strength at all. They're go-alongers to get-alongers, like this Coca-Cola thing we've seen in the stuff in Georgia. Coca-Cola trying to go along with a political idea that they shouldn't They shouldn't have stricter voting requirements. I mean, really? I mean, let's face it. Shouldn't only citizens be voting for people to hold office in a particular government in an area? I mean, do we just let anybody and everybody vote just that happens to blow through town, you know, blow through the country, come in at an instant just to vote? I mean, should we be doing that? Maybe we need to go to Mexico to vote, or maybe we need to go to China and vote. I mean, this is pretty nuts. I mean, and voting laws really, what are they about? They are restricting non-voters, or from people voting multiple times, or those who are dead from voting. I mean, that's what all this stuff's about. And there we have Coca-Cola and some of these other companies that are pulling out. They say they're going to pull out of Georgia over this more stringent voting requirements. I mean, none of this stuff makes sense. And then pushing the COVID, they're pushing to get the vaccine thing. Now, here's another company that really frosted me, Walgreens. And I saw this thing on television, too. I couldn't believe it. It said our best shot to get back together is to take a vaccine at Walgreens, to take this COVID-19 vaccine. And that's, they call it our best shot to get back together. Well, I'm sorry. Liberty and freedom and operation of the lawful principles of property that regulate all level aspects of government, that's our way to get back together. The way to get back together is start imposing the law of the land on the land and its subjects, the people that are there, the citizens of it. That's how you get back together. Follow the law, not follow some jackleg bunch of fallen degenerate scientists in some lab somewhere. The authority does not come from laboratories. It does not come from emergencies. It does not come from storms. It does not come from hurricanes or tornadoes. It does not come from bombings. It does not come from terrorism. Authority comes from each individual at all times. That is the law of America, the laws of Texas. They do not come from all these events. And that's why I say we've been living for the last at least 30 years under an eventocracy where law and authority spring from events, not people. Well, this is insane. Events? How would an event have authority to delegate to government? An event? That's ridiculous. I mean, that's what we have. We have an event called COVID-19, which has somehow magically delegated authority to the government to make you do things that no one on earth has authority to tell you to do. Now, that's what tyranny is. Tyranny is the exercise of power that no one has. Usurpation is the exercise of power that belongs to another. You know, people need to learn these principles, and they are not taught them in school. They are not taught them in college or high school or any other school. But if they read John Locke's Second Treatise of Government, written in 1689, and if they read The Law, written by Frederick Bastiat in 1850, which is nothing more than John Locke's Second Treatise on steroids, so that's the condensed steroid version of the Second Treatise of Government. Now, if they read those things, they would be powerful people who could not be persuaded, misled, deceived into all of these things that are being done to them in the name of an event, in the name of a crisis. Authority does not flow from crises. It flows from individuals at all times. And if those individuals don't have it, they cannot delegate it, and the government cannot get it. Now, that's the plain, simple truth of political science, the best there is on earth. And if we were practicing political science, we would not be practicing pseudo science and eventocracy, a fake law. And this has got to stop, and people have got to learn these principles. In fact, if you knew what Article 1, Section 2 meant, we wouldn't have property taxes. Because, see, if that property taxes falls under the same category of law. No one has authority to put a lien on your property for anything. And if they don't see, if they don't have a authority to put place a lien on it, they can't go in a voting booth and vote for a bond that puts a lien on your property. And that's where property taxes comes from. A voted lien on your property. Now, if I don't have the authority to lien your property, how can I go in a voting booth, pull a lever, and all of a sudden, magically, I put a lien on your property? And if you don't pay your that tax on that, then they exercise what they call a tax lien, which is no more than exercising the authority they got from the voting to impose the tax. But you see, there's no one has it. And that's what all the founders were talking about initially. What was it? The property taxes is actually rent. It makes you a tenant. It you're a vassal subject. You become a serf under serfdom. So no longer do you own property in America. What you are is a renter and a leaseholder. And when you sell your property, that's just a misnomer. What you're doing is selling a state lease. So that's what all this is about. And we're being deceived in all manner of things. How we're taxed, how we support our government, what our government does. If the people don't learn some principles, this thing is going to just get worse and worse, and nobody's going to know how to stop it. Nobody's going to see your power in dealing with people comes from your knowledge of principles. If you don't know principles, you are afraid to stand up to somebody. But if you know the principles and you know them well, and you know that that's what they are, it's amazing the kind of power you can develop. And it's amazing to see what happens to people that come up against you when you know them. They begin to shrink and shrivel and go the other way. They'll be real forceful in the beginning, but if you know the principles and spit them out, or just have the guts to resist it, it's amazing how quick that will fold up. And can you imagine having half the population that knew the principles? They couldn't pull this stuff off. They couldn't create an event. And here's the next thing about eventocracy. The tyrants have learned that this is the way to control government. This is the way to operate government. It's too clumsy to go down and argue things in the legislature and to go down and talk about what you want to institute in front of the body of the people. Well, you're going to have to come up with some logic, and you're going to have to come up with some discernment, and you're going to have to persuade congressmen to do things. Well, why do that when you can just create an incident? You know, you can put some money together, a fund together, and create an event. And that way, all this stuff's created automatically. You don't have to go before anybody and say anything. You just start making a bunch of executive orders and putting it on your mass media cartel and telling it the way you want to tell it. And the legislature and all these people will do it automatically. You don't have to explain anything to them. And they'll do things there's no way they would agree to if you had to go into Congress and explain it. What if you you wanted to give an implant, a digital implant, into every citizen so you could upload digital currency? Do you think you'd get very far in Congress if you just went in there and just proposed that today? No, they would throw you out of there, wouldn't they? Because they know their citizens would never support that. They would be tar and feathered when they went home. So what do they do? They create an incident like COVID-19, which is a mild flu, but it had to be new. Nobody would buy this caca for the flu because that's old hat. Everybody got the flu every flu season comes around. So they had to create something new. So it's COVID-19, mysterious. Okay. So it's mysterious and new, but that doesn't make it more of a killer than the ordinary influenza. So then they twist all the data up on how many cases there are, and they create a so-called pandemic. And then they say that we can't get out of this pandemic. Well, how do we know when we're out of it? We're out of it now, as far as I'm concerned. But they're not going to say they're out of it because they haven't accomplished what they want to accomplish. They're not going to declare this pandemic, and that's the only way it's going to end, is for some of these scientists to declare it ended, the government scientists. And they're not going to do it until most people have had these vaccinations. Now, that's the purpose of the pandemic. Now, and the purpose of it is to eventually not only get injections, but so many of them that you're going to need another injection of a digital chip in order to keep track of all these vaccines, what type they were and how many you've had and how many boosters of it you've had and all the other vaccines. This is going to become a requirement. And then they're going to have that chip at the same time they can upload currency to it, the compliance currency. So you think you could sell that to Congress today to upload a chip like that? But they're going to do it automatically through the creation of this fake event. It's called eventocracy. We've fallen for this over and over again. This is not government, folks. This is not science. This is tyranny. Good old-fashioned tyranny. The exercise of power that belongs to no one. So what we need to do is resist this move and return to lawful government, to the exercise of true scientific principles of government. And if we did that, we could avoid most of these crises that appear. So anyway, I do want to get back into this Walgreens. They joined up with this guy named John Legend, who's really John Roger Stevens. He's a songwriter and singer. And let me read you a little something. I got this thing on Walgreens. It says here, with COVID-19, vaccines now available for millions and eligibility soon open to everyone, Americans are eager to get back to what matters most. That's why Walgreens announced today the, quote, "This is our shot," unquote, campaign with John Legend to remind Americans that the vaccine is the nation's opportunity to help bring an end to the COVID-19 pandemic. Legend shares Walgreens' commitment to ensuring vaccine equity to help address hesitancy for individuals still uncertain about whether the vaccine is right for them. Well, hang on, and we'll put this to bed in a few moments. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Hear the Salvation Army band down by the riverside. It's bound to be a better ride than what you got planned. Carry your cup in your hand and look around, leaves are brown now. There's a hazy shade of winter. I hang on to your
wow. That's a great song. I could listen to that one to the end. Is that Simon and Garfunkel? Who was that? I can't remember who that was, but I like that. Anyway, getting back to this Walgreens thing, they said they came out on the April the 4th, so Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, Walgreens launches this thing with what's his name, John Roger Stevens, or John Legend, who's a singer songwriter, and it says here he's quoted as saying, "Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is our shot at getting back to the moments that matter most: time with friends, live concerts, and family barbecues." Well, my question is, what's been really preventing us from doing those things? Has the flu prevented us from doing it? Has COVID-19 really prevented us from doing that? Or is it government restrictions that have prevented us from doing that? Well, I mean, if we're going to be honest about this, the only thing that's prevented us from getting together is government restrictions, tyranny. You know, I tried to get some lens cleaners for my printer so I could clean my printer. And my sibling, it is fear. Yeah, you got that. Oh, okay. Is that the name of that? Okay. Anyway, no. Okay. Anyway, I try to go get some lens cleaner. So what happens I'm at Walmart, and to go into the little section there where they have the glasses, you know, your eyeglasses, so I could get the lens cleaner thing. I just walked in there, and oh no, they said, "You got to go back out there and stand at the line." And so they had to take your temperature. And so I was pretty disgusted with that. I told them I don't wear a mask, and they asked if I had received a vaccine. I said no, and I'm not going to. So they held this thing up to my head and took my temperature. Apparently it was okay. And anyway, I was nice to her, but they let me in there finally. So anyway, this is who is that? Did COVID-19 do that? No, let's face it, folks. It's government tyranny that's doing this. We'll see you next Thursday, okay? All right. Have a good day.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.